Welcome to Art on Air, a feature on the arts in our community from Gallup Arts, the nonprofit arts council serving Gallup and McKinley County. I'm your host, Rose Eason. Today, we're bringing you another special coronavirus edition of this podcast all about art education. On March 27th, Governor Grisham announced that New Mexico public schools will remain closed through the end of the year, with student education shifting to a learn-at-home model. The state has expressed the desire for what it's calling continuous learning to meet the needs of the whole child, including physical and art education. And here at Gallup Arts, we couldn't be more on board with that concept. As we all explore this new reality, it's perhaps more important now than ever before not to underestimate or neglect the benefits of art education. Seeing and making art helps kids communicate and process their thoughts and feelings. It increases their empathy and understanding, and it encourages positive feelings towards themselves and their futures. So, we've reached out to Gallup area art teachers for ideas on art activities that kids can do from home. To start us off, Kelly Stapp, currently the art teacher for Hajot Academy, sent us a rave review of Google Arts and Culture, where she has enjoyed taking virtual tours of art museums from around the world with her own kids. The website is artsandculture.google.com. And indeed, Google Arts and Culture offers up a menu of options and tools for art exploration. My personal favorite is called Art Projector. If you download the Google Arts and Culture app to your phone or tablet, you can virtually display masterpieces like Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh or Claude Monet's Water Lilies in your house and view them as you would in a museum. You can even get up close to see the brushstrokes. Who knew that you had the Museum of Modern Art in your living room? Melissa Novak, the art teacher at Tohatchee Middle School, encourages everyone to be full steam ahead. She sent instructions for an art project her students and their families did at Math Night. Yes, you heard that right, Math Night, art plus math. Knock out two subjects in one lesson with a project that uses number patterns to create beautiful symmetrical designs and optical illusions. All you need is paper, markers, and a ruler, and of course, both your left and right brains. We'll post the lesson plan to the Gallup Arts Facebook page. Ms. Novak shared a second idea for art you can create from materials that you likely have at home. She suggests turning aluminum cans and trays, after you eat all the lasagna, of course, into Spanish colonial style tin work by cutting beautiful shapes like flowers, butterflies, or suns from the recycled material, using a pencil to engrave patterns, and permanent markers to color them. We'll post inspirational pictures and more detailed instructions again to the Gallup Arts Facebook page. And I just have to say that this project is an example of really high-quality art education because it authentically engages students in the creative process. Spanish colonial tinwork actually has its roots in tin cans. Ironwork and tinwork are longtime Spanish artistic traditions. Yet colonists living in what is now rural New Mexico, far from Mexico City, did not have easy access to tin until the opening of the Santa Fe Trail in the mid-1800s. Goods shipped along the trail were typically packaged in 5-gallon tins, which were discarded once delivered and picked up by creative colonists to make a variety of items such as frames, lamps, candlesticks, and even kids' toys. With Ms. Novak's lesson, students are asked to think the way these artists did, imagining a different use for a material. They are also asked to do as artists do, manipulating the material to become something new. And then finally, we checked in with Miyamura High School art teacher, Tyne Hayes. He was busy having too much fun building a catapult with his daughters, which we'll just file under the do not try this at home category for the purposes of this podcast. So there you have it, teacher recommended resources and projects to bring art education into your home. You can give them a go and share the results with us by posting a picture of what you create to Gallup Arts Facebook page. Stay up to date with Gallup Arts at gallupartz.org or on social media, and we'll catch you next week for Art on Air.